Dave, got a question here from Monozuki, who says, in summer, air humidity makes us feel hotter because there's less evaporation from your skin when you sweat. In winter, it makes you feel colder. Why is it the opposite way around?
I would have thought quite a lot of it is that if the air is very humid, it's also drizzling or something. There's actually droplets of solid water in there. So your skin, well, so it'll drop on your skin and then they'll evaporate and that will make you feel very, very cold. I think water vapour will have a slightly higher specific heat capacity. It will be able to absorb slightly more energy per unit volume than normal air, actually, because it's more complicated molecules. So it can vibrate in more exciting different ways. So it can absorb more energy as it warms up. Whereas, yeah, when it's warm, if it's very, very high humidity, basically sweating doesn't work anymore because water doesn't evaporate very well and you feel very warm.
So on a cold day, if you've got air which has got a bit of water in it and it's cold, you've got to supply a lot of energy to that wet air to make it get any hotter. Therefore, it's always going to feel a bit colder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Than in summer when the water's already saturating the air because high humidity and you're trying to sweat to lose the energy and you can't lose the heat quick enough. So it's two slightly different things going on, which is why you've actually got the difference.
And of course, in this country as well, it tends to be windier when it's wet just because of the way the weather works. So you get the wind chill added on top of that. I think wind chill is probably bigger when it's low humidity than high humidity, but I think it's windier when it's damp.